This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A riddle, if I might, to set up this next piece. A daily stage where fingers dance. A symphony of clicks, by chance. Each press a step in a ceaseless ballet, crafting words and worlds in endless array. What am I? If you guessed keyboard, first of all, gold star. Second of all, I did not write that. ChatGPT did, which is relevant because Microsoft announced today it's going to be adding a new artificial intelligence key to its PC keyboards. One tap, and the key opens up Microsoft Copilot, the company's AI helper, I guess you'd call it. It's the first big change that Microsoft's made to PC keyboards since 1994, before the internet really took off, right? Before smartphones as well. Which kind of does say something about how humans and this economy adapt to new technologies. Marketplace's Matt Levin is on it.
Jared Spool worked for a company in the early 1980s that designed some of the first PC keyboards.
People wanted to take what was the best of typewriter technology at the time and turn it into a keyboard that would be comfortable to use and would basically endure the test of time.
Those early prototypes Spool worked on had some now pretty antiquated features, a do key that ultimately didn't do all that much, a help key that proved not so helpful, but the inverted T arrow pad and the QWERTY layout and the rest of the basics, check your laptop. Or iPhone, or search for something by name on Netflix.
No one's come up with anything that has been remarkably better.
Part of the reason is just user inertia. We spent all those hours with Mavis Beacon and don't want to learn something new. Per Ola Christensen researches AI at the University of Cambridge.
Humans evolve at a very slow rate. Technology evolves at a very high rate.
And even though AI is pretty good at speech recognition, Christensen says for work, we'll still be mostly using keyboards to boss AI around, not our voices.
You can speak very quickly, that's true, but you probably can't think of good original thoughts that quickly.
A lot of why Microsoft is adding the AI key is symbolism, telling the world, hey, this is a big deal, so we're going to put it pretty close to the space bar. Yusuf Mehdi is Microsoft's chief consumer marketing officer.
The last change we did is we put the Windows key on the keyboard because we said, wow, Windows is going to change how people use computers. Now we're putting the Copilot key 30 years later. That's how profound it will be.
Jared Spool, the OG keyboard designer, is skeptical. He's a bit concerned about where the AI key is located, where the menu key used to be, pretty close to the arrow pad.
I 100% predict that a year from now, most of the conversation around this button will be how it's inconveniently placed.
And if you hit that AI key by accident, well, there's not a help key around to figure out what to do next. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.